Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Uber driver Donna, thanks for holding. So what do you think about this mixed listener who's the employee but struggling, who's the employer but who's struggling with the employee?
I'd say
replaceable to an
everyone
extent.
Is replaceable to an extent.
Wait, who's in the car with you?
Who's in the car with you? Is that one of your riders or something?
No, Jackson.
It's me, the 20-year-old.
The 20-year-old? Wait, it's not Gabe. What's your name?
Chris.
Yeah, Chris, what's your take on that?
Everyone's replaceable to an extent. I feel like if this man did it for 40 years already, he has the experience to spot somebody who can do it again. And I mean, if it's not an ultra-complex job, then why have somebody who's not going to do it? If somebody who's going to do it, I know there's plenty of people out there willing to do the job probably for the pay that he's offering.
Right.
There you go.
Hey, Chris, what do you think about people saying that your generation doesn't have a good work ethic?
I mean, at the end of the day, it's the generation that's raising us that's saying that. So look at yourselves before you look at us.
Oh, buddy, look out. You know how many people are going to sit around and go, wait a minute. Whoa. You know what the other generation would say? The other generation would say, put down your phone. These phones are what causing you kids not to do that work ethic.
It's been something that I've been hearing from, that I heard from my 90-year-old grandma. I hear from my 60-year-old grandma. And I hear from my mom, every generation will say that the next generation doesn't work as hard as they did.
Yeah, that's true.
And it's true because the last generation had to pave the way for the next one.
How many times I heard growing up, oh, when I was your age, and now I look at my kids and I go, you know, when I was your age, oh my gosh, I'm saying I'm doing exactly what my mom does.
Yeah, we all do it. We all do it. And you bring up a really good point. Hey, I'm a product of my own environment, okay?
Yeah.
Look, if y'all didn't raise me to have this work ethic, then it's on you. Way to flip the script. Now, good Uber driver Donna, you're probably used to these kind of conversations with your son. This doesn't surprise you that he had that comeback.
Oh no, it doesn't, because ever since he was 15, he's been working. He started young. I taught him that if you want to have something, you need to earn it.
Yeah, for
I
sure.
I feel you.
For
very
sure.
Good. Thank you so
wow.
much. You got to
yeah. And you are bringing up a good point, though, that people want to generalize.
Yeah.
There are still some really hardworking individuals that are under the age of 20, the young generation, that are working really hard. They are out there. They do exist. But it's about vetting them. And like Mama Bear Missy said, it's about teaching them, too, and showing them, and then complimenting them on the work, too, and saying, hey, great job.
Absolutely, yeah. And you know what? I'll have to say my son Bones, Noah, who works at Menards, he sounds like an old soul because he'll do this to me. I'll say, how are things going at work? And he's a manager. And he's like, man, I don't know. I had to let go of a kid. I said, if you pull your phone out again, this is the third time. I had to let go of them. These kids these days. And I go, what are you, 50?
Aren't you a kid?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a great conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.